When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, mamas. If you can see me right now, you're probably wondering why the lighting in my garage right now looks like I'm about to take a police mugshot. It's because I want you to see me. I want you to see me for who I am and not forget my face as we go down a very scary journey today where I show you all of my doppelgangers, and all of my clones, all these people that I get mistaken for, a lot, like, I truly think more than the average person that is on social media. I don't know what it is. Do I have a generic fucking mayonnaise face that I just look like everyone? I'm like that motherfucker that's, like, in people's dreams. They're like, have you seen this man? And he's like, I don't know if that's me. I don't know if that's me, but we need to get to the bottom of this, and I've been meaning to make something on this for a while because it can be so funny, but I've never had enough doppelgangers until this moment, so I can finally get into it. I have some really crazy stories about some of them. Let's get into it. So we're just gonna fucking run through this like speedy weedy. I have collected some doppelgangers. We'll do this systematically, okay? First up, sorry, like swiping through my camera roll, and the first thing is a picture of my foot because I filmed a video where I did toe wrestling. Anyways, when I first started social media, people were watching my fucking mug on social media. It was TikTok, and it was because people. I made one video. Or I just made a few videos like playing around. I think I made like a video to like an audio of like that song's like juice, sauce, little bit of dressing, and I like poured together like orange juice and like ketchup and then ranch dressing and like drank it because that was peak comedy back then. But I immediately started getting comments saying you look like Noah Centineo, this motherfucker right here. I kind of see it, except I look fucking wider. This is gonna make me feel really fucking bad about myself because they're all like movie stars and I'm sitting in my garage in the corner. Anyways, okay, so the Noah Centineo accusations and allegations of cloneship began like right off the bat when I started TikTok. Hella people were like, you look like, and this, by the way, he's like changed now. I think now he's like shaved his head. He like went bald for a minute and like dyed his little bald pricklies on his head, like, blonde. So at least I didn't do that. I imagine if I did that just for fun, just to like fucking clout chase him and be like, I'm also Noah Centineo. That would be scary. So I didn't do that. But it was very common and like, as time progressed, I stopped getting them less because A, we stopped looking the same, and B, I just never think we looked that similar to begin with. But they're, I don't know, like maybe I'm just like part of a weird fucking breed of like mutts that is just like, they like didn't exist before, and now like suddenly we have like racially ambiguous dudes with black curly hair. Like that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, you can boil all this fucking down to, like, black or brown hair and racially ambiguous. And then, boom, you've got a fucking Ben of the Week clone, apparently, is how things work these days. Okay. Moving on. We have the Brent Rivera allegations. Please forgive all the fingerprints on my iPad screen. The Brent Rivera clone. This clone escaped the factory. This was a defect that escaped the factory. This one is, this one's so awkward. I'm going to talk about it, and this is probably going to make shit more awkward, potentially, but I don't fucking care. I've, like, made, like, a few videos kind of, like, playing with, like, the, haha, I look like Brent Rivera, meme. And then I met him in person. It was, like, more than meeting him. I did a fucking scavenger hunt with him last year, and I don't think he, like, watches my videos or anything, but I was like, oh, this is potentially so awkward. Because I'm like, it's so awkward meeting people in general that you've like talked about online, which is why I'm like sometimes scared to like promote this podcast. Like most of the bitches that I know don't know I have a podcast because this shit is so top secret. Like y'all are you're in the CIA if you're watching this and listening to this. You are part of an elite secret group that no one else can know about. Okay, so fucking zip it. Okay. I don't even promote this on my main YouTube channel for the most part. Like, it's in, like, the description. And how many fucking episodes we have? Like, 200? But it's fun. I don't do this to become Joe Rogan or the BFFs podcast or become the biggest podcaster in the world. I'm just playing. I'm just playing and having fun. And I hope you have fun, too. Anyways, sorry that got cheesy. Brent Rivera. I'd say out of all the doppelgangers, I look like this one the fucking least. This clone has like straight hair for one thing. We have a very different like bone structure. I don't know. His bone structure is very chiseled. I look like I eat Play-Doh for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there's that. I guess you could say we have like a similar voice, maybe. Which is one thing that I don't have with Noah Centineo. He's like, I don't know if y'all remember that video where like his like NUDES got leaked on Twitter, or like it was just like racy voice messages, and he was like Snapchatting a girl, and he was like, "Let me see how you squirt." He sounds a lot different than me, but me and Brent Rivera kind of have like, like a whiny, nasally fucking voice. So, you know, I feel like that could add to the confusion. Now, I have a story on this. I have a really horrible, embarrassing story to tell you on this. Oh, I'm gonna cry. So, I was at this, it was called the YouTube Creator Summit. It was this event that YouTube would put on for like 200 of like their top creators, and I had the honor of being invited. It was so crazy. We went to like this like beautiful resort, and there was like panels, and we could like mingle and stuff, and it was really awesome. I saw so many YouTubers that I like grew up watching, and I was like literally in shock. I was like, you're real, what the fuck, huh? I sounded like Pinky Doll there, and so I was like tweaking the whole time, but I had this specific incident where it was like nighttime, and there was like this kind of like cocktail hour, and I saw two of my favorite, I'm not going to say their name because it's actually so fucking embarrassing. It's so I saw this duo of YouTubers that were like my favorite people ever, and I was like, wow, you're real. And then I was sitting down with some other, I need to stop saying YouTubers because everyone at this fucking event was YouTubers. Like every single person was YouTubers. I was sitting with these other people, and the two dudes that I thought were the coolest people ever sit down around this campfire with me. I'm like, and like, I'm talking, I watched these dudes since like I was, I want to say like 11. Like religiously, and although I don't really watch them anymore, like they have a special place in my heart. I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my god, that's them. And I freak the freak out. So they sit down, kind of greet everyone, and they're very like confident, they're very like chill, and they're like, they just go around the circle, they're like, hey, how you doing, la 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 la, and then they get to me and they say, they're very nice, and we get into like some fun conversations, and they tell me that they love my content, and I like literally was like about to cry. They're like, yeah, Like, they were just going in. They were like, we'd love to, like, work with you on something. They tell me how they have this, like, this kind of, like, program for, like, creators to, like help fund things. And I'm like, that's so awesome. That's so cool. And I remember they had, like, kind of reached out, like, through their company beforehand, like months before, saying, like, hey, we'd like to have a call with you. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, so crazy. So there was already that. And so they're telling me, like, just that they enjoy my content. Like, there's no fucking way. There's no way. There's no way that they have seen my content.
And there wasn't anyone. Because they thought it was my
They say out of nowhere, out of the blue, after they're saying they like my content, they're like, yeah, we just saw that video you made with your girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't, my what? My what now? They're like, yeah, you just made a video like a few weeks ago with your girlfriend. And I was like, well, one of those I don't have presently. And I immediately, like, an awkwardness fills a fucking campfire ring. And I'm like, oh, God, they think I'm someone else. And I'm, like, trying to piece it together. And I'm like, it has to be someone. Like, I'm like, who the fuck, who of my doppelgangers is a YouTuber? Because, like, I get mistaken for a lot of people, but most of them aren't, like, YouTubers. So, like, I'm like, who the fuck is it? And I'm, like, trying to, like, narrow it down of, like, people who have, like, a girlfriend, like, make videos with them. And I fucking realize, like, it, I, like, without a doubt, it's got to be Brent Rivera. Because Brent Rivera, like, I don't fucking know. But, like, I think has a girlfriend and makes videos with her. So then the conversation turned to, so what do you do then?
Like the whole fucking time.
They were thinking of someone else. So I was like, oh yeah, I do silly videos on YouTube. And they're like, oh, and then he said, oh, well, I'm sure your videos are great too.
Just fucking shoot me, just fucking take me out back of the fucking YouTube creator summit and fucking shoot me with a fucking shotgun.
And there was other people in the circle that had to, like, witness that too. So they were like, ah, like, after they left, because they awkwardly, like, packed up and left afterwards. And were like, well, shit, you have a good night, Dan. Oh, my God. I've been really holding that one in, y'all. And it's been really painful to hold that one in. So that happened. That's my story with that clone. Moving on. We have Benji Kroll, who's a friend of mine. Unlike the other clones in this situation, this one is different because I don't think we look that alike. Like, sometimes in, like, a certain light, maybe. I don't know. But what's confusing is we have the same fucking name, okay? So, like, Benji's short for Benjamin, and Ben is short for Benjamin, which I didn't actually know until I met this motherfucker. I thought that, like, Benji was its own name. I didn't realize people were out here taking the name Benjamin. No shade to the Benjis, but, like, I didn't know you could rock that way. And but I'm not gonna do that now because I have a doppelganger. So, and we've, like, hung out a bunch in the past and, like made videos together and stuff. So, that, like, we are dispelling the belief that we are the same person, because that is another thing that happens. People will think that we're the same damn person. Like, we'll get comments on each other's videos being like, didn't you do this? And it's, like, something that the other person did. Like, I'll get tagged in videos being like, do you, like, are you putting, remember when you used to, like, paint sunflowers on your face or something like that? And, like, that wasn't me. And vice versa. I've seen, like, people comment on Benji's videos being like, when are you Zoom hacking again? I'm like, no! So, we've got that going for us, and thankfully, I think, like, we dispelled the rumors that we are the same person by, like, being in a video together, but that's low-key my twin. And the thing is, he was Canadian. I'm airing his ass out, but I think he posts publicly. I'm airing his ass out because he used to be a Canadian citizen, because he like fucking lived there as a kid. And then he renounced his Canadian citizenship. What the F, Mr. Kroll? What the actual F? I said this to him in person at VidCon. I was like, what the F are you doing? But yeah, he's no longer a Canadian. He gave it up for, I don't know what he is now, European Union. I don't know why I'm like saying his citizenship. but yeah. Moving on, we have this one's so weird. This one is so actually so weird, and I don't know how to like what to make of it. But I get more comments about this now than like, well, actually, before like a few months ago, which we'll get into later. I guess I used to get mostly just comments that I look like this motherfucker, Leo Valdez from Percy Jackson. The books. If you're fucking confused, I'm confused. I'm so confused. And I've been confused, but I will get comments. I'll get tagged in TikToks or just getting comments to be like, you look like Leo Valdez. And I'll look it up and that's like not a human being. I'm like, who the fuck is that? And I'm like racking my brain trying to figure out who this man is. And then finally, like after scrolling like page 10 of fucking Google, it's like, this is like a character on Percy Jackson, like the Percy Jackson books, I think. Like, don't crucify me if I fuck this up. Because I don't know! I don't know. It's so confusing. You bookworms are, like, so... I can't figure it out. So people were like, you look like him. And I was like, well, how the fuck do I look like a book? Like, what? So I didn't, like, read the book. I didn't read the description. But, you know, people obviously, like I showed you, have made, like, fan interpretations. And so I'll get comments being like, you've been fan cast as Percy Jackson, or as a Leo Valdez from Percy Jackson. And I'm saying this now because, like, if they hadn't already made movies on this, I would totally not talk about this, and I'd try and fucking play that to, like, a casting director and be like, you need to cast me in this shit because everyone thinks I look like him, even though, like, even though he's not real. But I did it because I'm stupid, and I'm going to say it now. But if you're watching this, casting directors, hey, I'm Leo Valdez from the Percy Jackson books. I'm a rascal. Anyways. So, to get into, like, the lore and, like, how these bookworms, like, their brains operate, they'll, like, create, like, edits based off of, like, fan art and stuff and, like fan cast people. Which honestly is like really fun, I will say. Like, if you like have a book where there's like no movie or TV adaptation, like just getting pictures of like random actors or people and then like creating your own cast, like that's kind of fun. But yeah, I keep like appearing in these. They're like, this is Leo Valdez, and I'll be like so confused because like sometimes what these like fan cast videos will do is they'll like pick like four different people that like all look similar. So like I've seen these fan cast videos where they're like Leo Valdez, and then it flips through pictures of like real humans, and it'll be me, and then like three other random doppelgangers. I'm like, ah, like stop. there'll be like some random like Indian dude, and then like me, and then like some white dude with like curly hair. It's like, please. I am a human. Ah, I'm a fucking human. So, that's a weird one because, like who the fuck? That's not a human. That's not a human. Now, the final piece, the final clone, the one that is making the reason why I'm making this video right now, because I've never gotten more clone accusations than now because of this dude, okay? And this is fucking crazy. This is so crazy because this motherfucker, his show isn't even out yet. This is Iñaki Godoy. Star... I'll give you a little smile for each one. Oh, fuck. We really look alike. Star of... the One Piece Netflix adaptation, and yeah, we do. I think out of all the clones, out of all the doppelgangers, this is the one where I've had like friends and family members like send me like red carpet videos of like him at like a Netflix red carpet, being like, "Is this you?" like, oh my god, did you get invited? I'm like, that's not me! It's not me. So I believe his ethnicity is, I believe Mexican. I am not, but somehow we ended up looking pretty fucking similar, which is kind of crazy. I feel like if you are like part Indian and part white, you become like Shein Mexican. Like, that's what I am. I made a whole episode on like people not knowing what my race is, but I'm now gonna say I'm like fucking like I'm like Hispanic from Temu. Like, that's what race I am. So, it's crazy. It's so crazy because his show isn't even out yet. And the clone accusations are like the most I've ever seen. I'm getting so many comments. I'm getting so many tags being like, you, like, this is you, motherfucker. Like, nice try. You're cast in One Piece. And it's, the storm is coming, baby. It's only ever going to get stronger because this One Piece show is going to be so big. I see like so many early reviews saying that, like, it's going to be, like, the biggest, like, anime adaptation that Netflix has ever done, which I'm taking with a grain of salt because they fucked up literally every single other anime adaptation, like Death Note, Cowboy Bebop. I couldn't even, like, watch it. So, like, take that with a grain of salt. But, fuck! Like, the accusations are never going to end. And Inaki Godoy, if you're watching this, we need to dispel the rumors, like, we just do all we need to do is just be in the same fucking room for like a minute, and then I can go on and live a life. So please, if you want to save me from my turmoil, like, I'll DM you, and then we can stand in like a Cheesecake Factory for like a minute and just take a picture, and then we can go be individuals. And I can have my life back. I'm kidding. It's actually not that fucking deep at all is the funny thing. And it is funny for the most part. It's just a little goofy when it's like, it's actually not fucking goofy at all when, my favorite YouTubers as a child mistake me for someone else. And I get so led on. And then I realize they're thinking of someone completely fucking different. And I go home and want to kill it. So, and the thing is, there's going to be more. Like, there's going to be so many more because I feel like I'm part of, like, a breed of human that is only, like, ever expanding. Like, I saw this fucking, it was, like, either a video or a tweet or a TikTok. It was some piece of media that all blends together in my brain because I have no, like, discernible concept of media anymore because everything is just TikTok and it's brain numbing. So I saw this piece of media and it was like, this is what the average human is going to look like in 100 years. And it just looked like my ass, like same skin color, like kind of like curly hair, just like racially ambiguous. I'm like, fuck! Like, y'all are all going to look like me. It's like the crabification of like animals on Earth. I don't know if you've like read into that. It's like in the depths of Wikipedia. There's all these fucking species of like fish and stuff that just become crabs over time. And no one goddamn knows why. Okay. Joe Biden, investigate this shit, because there are all these fish that with evolution are somehow becoming crabs. And this shit adds to why I'm an atheist, because why the fuck would, if God is out there, why would he be doing that? Why would he be turning random fucking things into crabs? And also, we're literally just seeing it happen. Like, we're seeing evolution happen with our eyes and with fossils and with our eyes looking at fossils. We can just look at fossils and see the crabification of species is. But that's what's happening with fucking me. It's the benefication of brown boys with fucking black hair. I am the crabification of the human world. And what are we going to make of that? What's going to happen when everyone fucking... I sound so crazy right now. I actually sound like... so insane. What's gonna happen when everyone looks like me and you can't even do a face, you can't even unlock your face ID because you look like me, and then I go into your fucking phone and steal your Wells Fargo PIN number, and then what? Nothing. I own you. I own everyone. Also, I want to say, this is such a side note, but I'm in my garage where I just put all of my garbage and boxes and stuff. And I'm looking at this insane PR box that I got for a movie that came out recently that was a super, like, massive hit. It was a summer blockbuster. And they sent me all this stuff, and it was so awesome and lit. Like, hats, a vinyl record of the soundtrack, like, fucking beach balls and stuff. And I couldn't post about it because there's the actor strike going on. Not that I wanted to, because I, like, stand in solidarity. Like, fuck, like power to them. SAG ally over here. Writers Guild of America ally over here. But, like, damn, it is really cool. And I felt bad because, like, well, I didn't really feel bad, but, like, the studio sent it to me and they were like, okay, when are you posting about it? And then I had to say, as it was, like, in the fucking mail, like, in a FedEx package coming to me, like, saying, like, hey, I'm actually not. Can you pay your actors, please, and stop scanning them? Which, okay, we're going to take one more sidebar because I wrapped up my fucking thoughts early for the first time in my goddamn life with the whole doppelganger thing. I was an extra on this movie, this Netflix. I don't know if I can say that. Fuck it, I said it. This Netflix movie that was filmed in like 2019, I think. 2021, sorry. It was like still in COVID. It was filmed in like a state where they just pretended COVID wasn't real. And I was like just in the background of this like one scene. But as I was like waiting for like my call time, they scanned all of us fucking extras, and I thought nothing of it. They're like, yeah, we're just like scanning you so that we can like place you in like different parts of like different scenes if like a shot isn't like right or something. And I was like, okay, I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was cool. I was like, damn, like y'all got like 3D scanners out here. Awesome. Lit. And then when this whole fucking like actors strike comes out, find out that like these studios are like scanning actors and then saying in their contract that they can like use their likeness in perpetuity for like the price of $800. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Cause I'm now scanned and on a fucking server somewhere and they could just like create like an AI version of me and like make a whole movie technically. And I would have no say in it. So that's really awesome. Love that my scan is on a computer somewhere. Okay, let's rank them. I realize, like, I'm fucking gonna probably title this Ranking My Doppelgangers. Okay, bottom tier is gonna be Brent Rivera, just because I had such a traumatic incident with him. Tier above that is gonna be, let's see, say D tier. So F tier, Brent Rivera. D tier is gonna be Noah Centineo, because I was traumatized when the videos leaked and he was like, let me show how you squirt. C tier is gonna be fucking Leo Valdez, because that's not a real human being. B tier is gonna be Iñaki Godoy, because the storm is coming. The storm is yet to come. I'm sure he's a cool dude, but I'm about to be beat to fucking death with the Iñaki Godoy clone allegations. And A tier, Benji Kroll, just because we're friends, because we're besties. And with that being said, let's get into the drama for the week. If you want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Mama, just comment it down below on the YouTube video version of this podcast. Please, pretty please. And we'll get into it. I'll read it. I'll air your shit out on a future episode. But this one comes from at Riley Blue. They said, my drama. I've got this friend, in quotations, who is one of the few people that I've told I'm dyslexic, since I'm afraid of getting judged. Ever since that, she's been making insensitive jokes about me, and if I ever make a mistake, she just says, oh, you're so dumb because of your dyslexia. Like, what? Anyways, I can't just dump her because she's part of the group, and everyone loves her. Help. Damn, I am so sorry. Like, fucking call her out. Call her on her shit. Not that, like, you have to. She should just have common sense and not be fucking ableist. We'll say, you're being goddamn ableist. That is so rude. Like, I know dyslexia, like, had, like, kind of, like, a meme status. Like, I'm not saying that it's a meme. I'm saying, like, people treated it like a meme, I want to say, like, a few years ago. Especially like with like remember that like Bella Thorne like video where she was like or where people say like I'm Bella Thrawn because she said she had dyslexia. Like thankfully this is not happening in those days. I think a lot of people will be like more receptive and like actual have like common sense and not make fun of fucking learning disabilities. So yeah, I'd say like just call her on her shit because like it might just to her seem like innocent little jokes and like your friends so she can say them, but say like no, actually bozo, these are like hurting me. It's something that is that I can't control and that like real fucking low hanging fruit to pick on. Okay, you can also go that route, be like that's all you can come up with, like making fun of like a learning fucking disability, that's the best you got. You don't got like a little knock knock joke or anything in that little brain of yours, nothing. And then that might shut them up. I don't know. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. I hope it gets better. And with that all being said, hope you enjoyed this episode of Drama Mama. Ooh, that's fun to say. Drama Mama. I will see you next Wednesday. Take care. I love you. Bye.